Okay, and so I guess this is indicative of what you try to achieve with the program is
correct
kids to go on to greater things like this. Just give me a few comments about that.
When I interviewed for this job, I said the most important thing to me is to open up these kids' eyes to opportunities outside of these halls. And, you know, to realize and to understand how awesome of an opportunity it is to compete at the next level. You know, you're going to meet lifelong friends. You're going to be, you know, learn more life lessons, be challenged physically and mentally. You know, to continue on chasing your passion is awesome. And I'm so excited that our first class, we've got six of them.
Talk to me about the fact that, again, six kids going to run collegiately. I mean, that's kind of, you know, unprecedented.
Unprecedented is the right word. You know, I've been talking to teachers that have been here forever, and, you know, none of them can recall a class this large. And, you know, it doesn't matter that we don't have anybody going D1, D2, or anywhere prestigious. We've got six kids that found their home and are really excited about it. And, you know, again, if somebody would have told me that our first class would have six, I would expect, you know, one or two, three I'd be excited about, but we got six.
Personally, what is this, how does this feel like to you personally?
I struggled not tearing up because of how proud I was of them. You know, we accomplished a lot as a team this year. You know, boys and girls both won conference. The boys team qualified for state for the first time since 2003. But this, I think, is more important, is the cream of the crop of all of that. That is, I think this is the biggest night of my tenure so far.
Awesome. Where does the program go from here? How do you guys keep working to achieve more things like this, achieve more conference titles, and get to state more often?
Well, this group, you know, blazed the trail. Yeah. You know, we had several years before this group got here. We had several years between conference championships. You know, now they brought an identity of winning, of hard work, of continuing education. So we had a bunch of their peers here, and in talking to them, you know, pat them on the shoulder and say, hey, this is going to be you next year, or hey, you know, this is going to be you one day, like, this is awesome, you know, I want to be up there, I want to do this. And just having, you know, these six who were exceptional teammates, exceptional students in the classroom, you know, just the epitome of, you know, ambassadors for this program, I think that the ball's already rolling, and the train's not going to be stopping for anybody.
I know you don't necessarily probably enjoy maybe singling anybody out, but talk with me for a moment just about Lily, because she is, you know, if you were to put, you know, her cross country and her track accomplishments together, I mean, she has to be one of the more decorated, you know, running athletes at Forest
yes.
City. So just an athlete like that, that's and her, I think her, to me, I mean, her personality kind of just is a star along with her running ability. So
without a doubt.
Talk about her a little bit.
Well, you know, she's leaving a lasting mark on the program. I mean, she's our 5K school record holder. You know, again, multiple times state qualifier, as you said. You know, that's a very hard one to replace. And again, she's you know, first one in, last one to leave type. You know, we'll always talk about, you know, teammate success and what they're doing before she talks about her own. I mean, the person is way harder to replace than the athlete. You know, I've known her very well for 8 months. You know, I started this position 8 months ago, and you know, those 8 months have been a blessing, you know, to help her, you know, get to state, and to, you know, help her achieve this goal of running in college is something that I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not taking lightly. So, you know, one of the most talented runners in North Iowa is going on to represent North Iowa at an Iowa school. And she's going to go on and probably leave just about the same impression and mark at Northwestern as she did here, because I truly believe the best running, her best running days are ahead of her still. And I will not be surprised at anything she accomplishes. Mm-hmm. Not at all.